This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Alex Gold will join us in studio for an explosive toss-up. I'll explain more coming up in just a little bit. We'll also be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, as the Royals had a very long weekend. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock when we hand things off to Josh Vernier as the Royals look to get off the schneid against the Detroit Tigers. Rob, how was your weekend? Good weekend here? How was it?
I had a very good weekend. No complaints. Hung out. Watched the Euros. It was a good weekend. How about you?
You know somebody who did not have a good weekend? Le'Veon Bell. You could tell that the boys was on Le'Veon Bell's head all weekend. So Le'Veon Bell posted on Instagram, "I'll never play for Andy Reid again. ... I'd retire first." And if you've been following social media for long enough, you knew that meant the boys were coming out for Le'Veon Bell. You remember the same fervor in which Kansas City tried to get Omar Infante into the All-Star game? Those same people descended in the mentions of Le'Veon Bell. He was getting absolutely cooked by anybody in the 816-913 or 785 area code who had a social media account. He then went on and said as follows: "I said what I said, and I don't regret at all what I said. For those who have a personal problem with me because of what I said, that's fine. You have your right. Just understand, I also have my right for how I feel about my personal problem with dude because of what he said to me. Never did I say I didn't enjoy my time in Kansas City, because I loved my time there, and that was probably the closest locker room full of players I've ever been around. I enjoyed my teammates, the city, the food, the fans, just about everything in Kansas City. I'll admit that's something I could have and should have kept to myself, and I apologize about that and only. But I do not regret how I said, because that's how I feel. I'm not going to get into the depth of why I feel the way that I do, but I feel I have my right to feel the way that I feel. The only thing I would change is commenting how I really feel on social media." Le'Veon Bell, couple things here. You will never defeat the internet mob. I don't care what situation you find yourself in. Le'Veon Bell found himself in a situation against the internet. And I'm here telling you that the internet is undefeated in these situations. Rob, you know how I always say it. Sometime on the text line, it is your time. Doesn't matter. It is just your time. The text line gets everybody. Text line gets me. Text line gets Festigo. Text line gets everybody at some point. Social media is the exact same way. So when you comment on one of the more popular people in the city, one of the more popular people in the most popular sport in the country, people are going to take issue to it. And Le'Veon Bell wanted absolutely no parts of it. Now, let me defend Le'Veon just a little bit here. I knew from the very beginning what I think he was trying to communicate. Now, he came out and explained what he was trying to communicate, but this is what I think happened. This is my CDOT investigation. Le'Veon Bell had a choice of where he wanted to play football at. After being released from the New York Jets, he probably talked to 3-4 teams. The Colts was maybe one of those teams. Miami was certainly one of those teams. Kansas City. I'm sure he and his agent communicated with a lot of different teams. I think he committed to come to Kansas City based on the word of Andy Reid. And at least according to Le'Veon Bell, the words and the usage and the playing time didn't really add up. And if you're Le'Veon Bell and you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, man, I signed up to play. I signed up to get a ring. I didn't get my ring. I also didn't get a chance to play. I still feel like I have something left in the tank. And how that experience can leave a sour taste in your mouth. I'm not saying Le'Veon Bell's right or wrong. I think all of us agree at the core. What does it matter? None of us want Le'Veon Bell back on the team. The Chiefs obviously don't want Le'Veon Bell back on the team. So when he said, I'd rather retire than play for Andy Reid, that ain't an option. Playing for Andy Reid, at least for this upcoming season, is not an option for Le'Veon Bell. I'm not sure if playing in the NFL this season is an option for Le'Veon Bell. It's over. Le'Veon had a fantastic run. He might go in the Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Fame. He was one of the better running backs in the NFL for like a 3-4 year period. He chose freedom over, I would say, short-term financial gain. He was offered, I think, a fair contract at the time from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He felt like he was worth more than that. And anytime you think you're worth more than what your employer thinks that you're worth, you have the same option and same choice that Le'Veon Bell did. I'm not working here anymore. I want to make $70,000 a year. Your company tells you that you're worth $45,000 a year. What do? You either go to work and be unhappy about your compensation, or you stop going to work. That's it. Le'Veon chose to stop going to work. In hindsight, we realized that was a bad choice. And if you want to see where Le'Veon's career went on a completely different path and trajectory than where it could have gone, it all leads back to that one decision. But that's something you got to live with as a grown man. But I always thought that from the very beginning. When I first saw the post from Le'Veon Bell, I do believe he was told something by Andy Reid. And at least in Le'Veon's mind, it didn't add up to what happened. Now, I would say, I think we all had higher expectations and aspirations for Le'Veon when he was a free agent. We then saw him here in this system with this offensive line and realized there wasn't a whole lot of gas left in that tank. You took a low-risk move, and you also got low rewards for it. I think it's just over. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem with what the Chiefs did. I don't have any problem with Le'Veon Bell thinking that he has a little bit more left in the tank. We're all entitled to think what we want to think, but the NFL is now telling us how they feel about Le'Veon Bell. He'll sign for somewhere in August, probably, on a minimum contract, and he'll continue to be a middling running back that is clearly playing past his prime. That's how this story ends for Le'Veon Bell. 913-576-7610. I also think a major part of the quote-unquote backlash from this, aside from the it's bored and we ain't got nothing else to talk about, is nobody has a problem with Andy Reid. Andy Reid's been doing this for, what, 22 years? There ain't a single person that doesn't like Andy Reid. There aren't that many people that people feel that way towards. Rob's been working here a year. Mad people hate Rob up here. It's hard to be in any profession as long as Andy has been in this profession and have the track record and spotless reputation that he has. To be deemed as a leader of men amongst the most alpha males in our society. It's a tough thing to do. Andy's done that. So a lot of this is, if you have a problem with Andy Reid, then the problem lies much more with you than it is on the other person. Like, I feel that way about Rex Hudler. Some of you might not like Rex Hudler as a baseball broadcaster. I'm here to tell you, I don't care about that. I like Hud as a person. I've been around Hud. I've been around his family. Socially and professionally. I love Rex Hudler. And if you're somebody who ever met Rex Hudler and you have a problem with Hud, then the problem is with you and not with Rex Hudler. And Andy's one of those kind of people. Dayton Moore, I would say, is in that exact same category. Met Dayton numerous times. I don't know how anybody can meet Dayton and have a problem with him. Dayton doesn't bother anybody. He's not big time. He gives back to his community. Dayton is just a regular old dude. If you got an issue with Dayton Moore, then the issue is far more with you than it is with Dayton Moore. That's how Andy is. And I think a large part of this quote-unquote backlash, some of it is it's June. There ain't much else to talk about with the team, so we're going to latch on to any bit of news that's out there. And the other part is Andy's reputation. Andy has 1,000 people who feel one way about him, and at least publicly, there's one person on the opposite side. And that person is Le'Veon Bell. It's unfortunate that it played itself out the way that it has for Le'Veon Bell. You know what I always say about life, though? Life comes at you incredibly fast. That's what's happened to Le'Veon Bell. We talked about this last week on a whim. You go from 3 seasons ago being one of the 5 best running backs in the NFL, finally getting your big payday, to 3 years later, it looks like you're out of the league. That's what it looks like for Le'Veon Bell. I would say in terms of the best and worst case scenario that could have happened after he got released from the New York Jets, the worst case scenario happened. He couldn't make it work in the Chiefs offense. Le'Veon Bell was given an opportunity. We can disagree or agree on how big we think the opportunity was, but he was given an opportunity to make it work in Kansas City with Mahomes, Hill, Kelsey, Bieniemy, and it couldn't work here. So if you're a team in the league right now and you're thinking, well, if he couldn't work in Kansas City's offense, how can he come make it work here in Jacksonville? The answer is he ain't making it work in Jacksonville. So I hope Le'Veon Bell has saved up his money. Hopefully his rap career catches off. Maybe he can start making YouTube videos or TikToks or doing something else with his life, because the time of being a productive NFL running back is over. It is over for Le'Veon Bell. So good luck to him. I bid him adieu. I bid him a good day. But this is the end. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get to something good and something bad from the weekend. But coming up next, Alex Gold will join us in studio for an explosive toss-up. I'll explain what I mean next. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We were talking about Le'Veon Bell and the situation that he finds himself in. It's really a war against Twitter. Like, let's just call it what it is. I guess you could say Tyrann Mathieu was a little bit involved in this, but for the most part, it is a war on Twitter. And I think we have seen time and time again that is just not an argument that one is going to win. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get into something good and something bad from the weekend, but I'm very happy to be joined in studio by, I don't know if I would use the term good, mild is maybe the word I would use, a mild friend of mine, Alex Gold, joins us in studio. So I wanted to have you in here because I have a couple of toss-up
questions. I have no idea why I'm in here, by the way. I was told to be here at 2:15, and here I am.
Well, ever since you and I had that experience in the morning, we're a team now, man. Okay. Like, we're a team at this point. So I don't know if you saw the story or not. There was a show on NBC. It was called Ultimate Slip and Slide, and yeah, they had an explosive diarrhea outbreak on the set. People were collapsing and or being forced to run into porta potties. Now, this is awful. I always say, instead of putting people in the hole like in prison, they should just lock you in outside in the summer in a porta potty and just keep you in there for, because whatever action that you committed before you went in there, you'll stop and correct your moves at any point whenever you do it. So I have a couple of toss-ups I want to ask you here based off this story. Rob, hit it! All right. What's worse? To have serious stomach issues, and you know what I mean, or a serious migraine headache? What's worse?
This is easy.
Serious stomach issues or a splitting migraine headache?
Yeah, it's the stomach issues. It's absolutely the stomach issues here. Yeah, the stomach issues, you're probably not, I mean, but you could say you're not sleeping with both. You're definitely not sleeping with the stomach issues because you're about to fall asleep and you're like, oh boy. And then you're just sitting on the toilet. You're just sitting in the bathroom. You're just on the toilet for a little bit. Yeah, the stomach issues are the worst. Nobody likes that whatsoever. There's a lot of things that go with that. You can't eat. Also, that's another part of it. You don't want to eat anything. If you try to eat something, you might have some problems. So, yeah, even though I know people that have, like, serious migraines and it's debilitating for a lot of people, I'll go with the what I've experienced, which is the stomach issues. Nasty.
Rob, which one? Would you rather have serious stomach issues or would you rather have the migraine? So you're in a plane right now.
A plane?
You're in a plane.
A new element.
You're in a plane and you got a 3-hour flight. You're going to Baltimore. You got a 3-hour flight. On that flight, would you rather have the bubble guts or a migraine?
Oh, I'd rather have a migraine. I can throw a blanket over my head. I can drink some water. I can ask the stewardess for like a Tylenol or something. I can just keep my head down, mind my business. If you got a serious bathroom issue with the stomach issues on the plane, you got to, A, hope the facilities are available. Which we all know, you go back there, you're knocking on the door, problem city. And then you're stuck in that little facility, that little hole in the wall on the plane. Awful experience. It's awful when you don't have stomach issues. I can't imagine the nightmare while having them. I'd much rather have a migraine. Give me a migraine all day.
I don't care if you got to go one or two. The bathroom on the plane is
sucks.
You can't even turn around.
Rob and I have to duck on the way in, too. That's the problem. You can't even stand up. You're kind of like leaning over if you're standing up in there.
Why was I not included in the I can't even stand up? Are you? Who are you now? You're 7'1"?
How tall are you, C-Dot?
6'3".
Okay. Rob's like 6'9". So.
How tall are you?
6'3".
Okay, all right, 6'2". So it's the same. What are you? Right,
you I don't were know. Trying to, you felt you were slouched down. You look short to me all
you,
of a sudden.
You were trying to talk to me like I'm Cody Tapp all of a sudden. I appreciate that.
I'm used to doing the show with Cody.
I didn't appreciate
you mentioned
that.
The porta potty. I was in downtown KC on Saturday. Oh, some porta potty downtown flipped over. C-Dot. Whew. Blocks of smell. Somebody tipped that thing over, and on the there was, it was on the street. It was on the sidewalk too. Like the liquid had flown down. Oh, it was ripe.
Terrible.
Right, trying to have a nice Saturday night at the brewery.
You gotta leave.
No, it ruined it. It
you
really
gotta go
did.
Home. Oh, you gotta wave the white flag there. Next question: would you rather, or not even would you rather? What's the worst experience? Meeting her folks for the first time, or the first time you gotta go over her place? And you know what I mean by gotta go. What's worse?
Yeah, it's
the first time you gotta meet the lady. Or the first time you having them stomach issues over the crib.
We're on the stomach theme here today, obviously,
yeah,
based on the story.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to have you in for an explosive toss-up.
Yeah, I see what you meant by explosive now. I had no idea what I was walking into. It's definitely having to use the restroom over at the lady's place. That's not when you've got some stomach problems. Nobody wants that because, like, you've ruined the mood the whole night. Like, it's over. It's over, right? Like, it's over at that point in time. You're done for the day. You're done.
Yeah. Rob, which one?
I think it very much depends on the size of her location. Let's say she's rich and owns a home, and there's a multiple bathroom facility set up. You can go into a bathroom that she doesn't use very often. It's off the beaten path.
Yeah, but I
sound
feel worse.
Sound isn't an issue.
I feel worse there because then you know if there's any smell from that direction. Like, you know that was terrible. You know you're done.
I'm just saying, like, if it's like a studio apartment and it's the one bathroom, then it's definitely that. I'm actually not bad about meeting the parents. parents always love me. The girls, they hit or miss. The parents all love me. I'm great with parents. Like George Costanza. I'm elite with parents.
You want to know why? Because, Rob, you know how they always say, that's a guy I'd want my daughter to date. They would create Rob. That's what they would create.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They would create Rob.
That's
good
fine.
Hair, tall, college educated, got a steady job.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Rob has no skeletons in his closet. Rob's just a normal taxpaying citizen guy. You know what I mean? Just a normal guy.
There's just no way you're choosing. There's no way you cannot choose the bathroom experience there.
Okay, I am with Rob here. Meeting a young lady's parents is actually really easy. Just talk to them like they're regular people. Like you and her, you and them both have a mutual interest. You only want what's best for her daughter. So just come at them respectful. Have a normal conversation. Meeting the parents is not that bad.
Yeah, what if you double up though? And you got to meet the parents and you got the stomach issues at their house.
Okay, well, you need to take some Mylanta. You got a serious issue if that's the case. You got the serious issue.
Text line says if a girl doesn't take them for the poop and all, that's not the right girl.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just the embarrassment in there. You in there. Your stomach is beatboxing. She in the other room trying to watch TV. And then it's always that awkward whenever you're done and then you got to go back to trying to hang out regular how it was before. When she, hold on, you were gone for 9 minutes. We all know what you were doing. You wash your hands.
That's the other element of the plane thing that Rob. Now, on the plane, at least you don't know anybody, so who gives a rat's ass what they think of you. But Rob, if you're in the plane bathroom for like 15 minutes and then you walk out, someone's been waiting. People know you've been, that guy's been in there for a while. That's been destroyed at this point in time.
That walk back from the bathroom on a plane, that's the walk of shame.
That's what I'm saying.
It feels like you could be like in the back of the plane, be like, all right, my seat's in 24. I got like 3 rows to go. But it feels like you've been walking for an hour. Like, how is my row not here yet?
And then with the stomach problems, you might be halfway back to your seat and then it hits you again. And then you're like, well, I can't. Oh. Then you're like,
You gotta double back.
You gotta hit the UE.
You hit the UE.
That's when you hit the other
restroom. You gotta go home.
No, if you went to the front of the plane, that's where you go to the back of the plane next.
Nah, you gotta go home.
You're on the airplane. There's no going home. You're on the airplane.
Okay, my bad. I thought you were talking about over her house.
No.
If you gotta double back in that scenario, you just gotta excuse yourself for the night.
I'm out. I'm having some stomach issues.
Yeah, you gotta excuse
yourself. Nice to meet you
guys.
Hey,
you know, I'm just not feeling good tonight. Hey, can we reschedule this? Yeah, you can't. Come on now. You gotta double up over her house. You're gross.
No.
So another reason why I wanted to have you on here today is to get an update on your situation. So for those of you that listened to Alex and I when we were on Fesco in the morning, you were going on a date with a young lady. You didn't really know much about her. I think this is when the text line started to turn back in our favor because it was not good for us in the
very first hour.
It was not well. I mean, I thought we were good. I mean, I thought I was as good
text
as
line was
been.
Rough.
The text line was very rough. But once you told this story, it really broke that proverbial ice with the text line. So for anybody who doesn't know, update. So tell us what happened and then give us the update.
Yeah. So the date from last week. So it was Friday. It was already set. We were going to Char Bar at 6 o'clock. All right. That was the deal. But I had texted her because she wanted to play like, you know, bags or cornhole, whatever you want to call it outside. But as we know, it rained on Friday. It was about to rain. And so I texted her around 9:15 in the morning. See that? And I said, hey, do we still want to go here for that? Because it's going to rain. No response. It's 4 o'clock. No response. I texted Rob even. I'm like, all right, this date's not happening, right? She hadn't texted. I texted her at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, she had been a slow texter from the beginning, and maybe you're thinking, oh, gold, she's not interested in you. But the night before, she had confirmed Friday, 6 o'clock, Char Bar. So I had already moved. It's 5:50. I had moved on. I was going to actually go hang out with some friends. She calls me, doesn't text me. She calls me at 5:50. She goes, and so I answer. I'm
she
like,
thought you were hosting the drive.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Apparently.
That's what she thought. She thought you were hosting the drive.
And she goes, hey, I'm on my way. And I go, oh. I go, honestly, I thought this wasn't happening tonight. You didn't text me. She goes, oh, no. I only check my phone once a day. That should have been a sign, right, by the way, right away. So I'm like, all right, I'll be there. I didn't want to be a jerk. See, I didn't make the right decision. I said, I don't want to be a jerk. So I decided to still meet her at Char Bar. So we go. It was, remember, for drinks initially. Remember,
okay.
I told all you
right.
that.
It was for drinks. Okay.
We order drinks. Very nice. I can quickly tell that this wasn't going to work, though. She's very free-spirited.
You couldn't tell that when she said that she only checks her phone once.
I didn't know that until I didn't want to be a jerk at 5:50 and back out of the date. Although I could have easily said, look, I already moved on. This isn't going to happen. So we go, and it turns into dinner as well, though, but not like because it was going great. She literally, I kid you not, she slid the menu over to me. Like, hey, we're ordering food, man. Like, this is going to happen. So we ended up having food and all that.
She clearly was hungry for the day, She finessed you.
Man, so she texts once a day. That's it. Like, she checks her phone once a day. I guess it's a healthier lifestyle, but that was never going to work. Also, heck, if you're religious, no problem with that at all. But she's not going to work with me because she asked me what my last name, or what's gold mean? She goes, what's gold mean? And I'm like, that's my last name. She's like, no, what's it mean? What's the meaning? And I went on and on and on. And then I'm like, well, I could tell what she was hinting at, because I already knew before that she was very religious. And so I was like, I'm Jewish. She's like, okay. The rest of the date changed. See that? The rest of the date changed. The rest of it. She said, so then she had to do some Bible study thing at 6 a.m. the next day. She claimed this wasn't going to work. Too free spirited and all this kind of stuff was not going to match. So it was the first date I've gone on, I think, where there wasn't even a hug at the end of the date. It was kind of like, all right, we're good.
Even hug?
No.
Was there a handshake or was it something? We just went separate ways.
It's like, hey, have a good rest of the night. Yep. And that was it. And that was perfectly fine.
So today, if she hits you up and say, hey, let's grab something to drink,
I'm not texting.
Not reply.
Yeah, waste of time.
What kind of lady are you looking for? Because some people on the text line are saying that they would love for the Drive dating game to come back and we could call it Pot of Gold.
Ooh, that's strong. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Look, there's nothing. I think someone else, she's obviously perfect for someone else. She just was not complete opposites of lifestyle and everything.
Would you be interested if we put a Drive dating game?
My only issue is
together.
I think we might try to do something on our show. That's the only thing, if I'm being complete. Cody will not be very happy with me
You're gonna trust Cody over Carrington?
I mean,
come on now.
We could do a crossover. Can we do a crossover?
Yeah, of course, we're all in the same. I mean, they do Law and Order and then Chicago Fire crossovers. We can't do a crossover?
Yeah, we can do a crossover. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah. It can happen.
I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
I want to help you here.
Yeah, let's do it. I know we could try to help Rob out as well.
All right.
It's the summer of dating on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah. Summer is in the air. Have you seen outside right now? I've never seen outside like the way it is right now.
I've been at the pool.
Love
a lot.
Is everywhere.
Yeah. Been at the pool. It's been great. Until someone apparently destroyed it last night. I got an email today. Pool's closed for the rest of the week.
It's closed.
Rest of the week.
It's Monday.
Yeah, I was there
Monday.
I was at their
porta potty incident.
Yeah, no, man. Look, I was planning on until I was coming in here, go home and go to the pool. There's no reason why I can't go to the pool every day.
Closed all week. What happened?
Yeah, I got an email today. I was there.
Somebody had an accident.
I was there
for a week.
No, I was there at 4 o'clock yesterday. Nothing wrong. I got an email today. It says, The pool has been mistreated, significant damage, no other option but to close the pool for repairs until further notice. We're working to get repairs completed. The individuals that caused the damage have been dealt with accordingly.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Go let me know. Have my people call your people or vice versa, and we can set up a drive.
I'll talk to your agent. We'll make it happen.
Collaboration, and we can do it. Why don't we do it? We'll do it from like 1:30 to 2:30, so that way both sides can benefit.
Perfect.
Both sides can benefit.
I like
from
it.
It. All right,
like
cool.
It.
Let's do that. Let's set this up. We'll do it so like you guys get a little bit of credit, we get a little bit of credit for it, and we'll
perfect.
And we'll make this happen.
I'm in. I'm 100%
in. All right, cool. We can do that. All right. That's Alex Gold. He's on a OK radio show. This show is clearly superior to that show. 913-576-7610. Coming up next. You guys are liars about Adalberto Mondesi, and I can prove it. I'll tell you how. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, will join us coming up in about 30 minutes. The National Cash Contest code word for 230 is BLAST, B-L-A-S-T, BLAST, B-L-A-S-T. Text that to 72881, and you could be the $1,000 winner in the National Cash Contest. Your next chance to win is coming up in exactly 1 hour, but go ahead and win right now. BLAST, B-L-A-S-T, B-L-A-S-T. Text that word to 72881. So, I sit here and I let you guys tell me how much you guys hate Adalberto Mondesi. He gets called Eric Berry. He gets called Sammy Watkins. He gets called Sam Bradford or Michael Porter Jr. or Grant Hill or whoever you can think of when it comes to injured players, right? Would you say, Rob, that right now he is the most polarizing person on this show? I can't think of anybody that is more polarizing whenever we discuss him than Adalberto Mondesi.
I'm trying to think if anyone even comes close, because now that Sammy Watkins is out of town, because Sammy Watkins had this same level of energy, I guess is a better term. It's only Mondesi. Mondesi is the only person that catches this much heat in Kansas City. Maybe Frank Clark, but that may have died down because of the time of year. But it's Mondesi or Clark. Those are the guys.
Yeah, those are the guys. Can you guys explain to me how Adalberto Mondesi has more all-star votes right now than Whit Merrifield? Anybody. Somebody give me an answer or reason on how Adalberto Mondesi has more all-star game votes than any player on the team not named Salvador Perez. Salvi's understandable. He's been an all-star now for numerous years, so he's sort of pulling votes from everywhere. Like, if you're a baseball fan at this point, you know who Salvi is. He's regarded as the best catcher in baseball, certainly in the conversation. So even if you're not a Royals fan and you see Salvi's name on the ballot when it comes to catcher, you'll punch in Salvi's name. Ain't nobody outside of Kansas City punching in Whit Merrifield's name, man. Ain't nobody outside of Kansas City pointing Andrew Benintendi. Excuse me. Yet when it comes to the All-Star game, Adalberto Mondesi has the second most votes on the team. What's our theory for this? Is our theory maybe you guys don't dislike Mondesi as much as you think? What is it? This is one of those things that genuinely has me perplexed. This is an unsolved mystery. I need somebody on the case for this. Rob, I don't even have a reason on how this happened. Do you have a reason on how Adalberto Mondesi has the second most votes on the team? He's played for a week. How is he second in voting on this team?
It makes literally no sense to me at all. None. Zero sense. I guess my only theory is, let's say Joe Fan, who lives in whatever city that's not Kansas City, might Google shortstops in baseball and click average or something like that and see, oh, Mondesi's tearing it up because he's played for a week and hasn't done their check on sample size and just clicks based on those stats. But outside of that, there is, and even that's thin by me, there's no reason to explain. It makes no sense.
Text line 913-576-7610, because you already know that Royals fans like to troll these votes. Have you forgotten about Vote Omar, have you? Well, this show started Vote Omar, so definitely I didn't forget about it. But back then when you guys were trolling people, six Royals were in the mix. Like, the trolling when it came to votes back in 2015 was everybody on the team was going to make it. Right now, there's only one all-star on the Royals team, and that's Salvador Perez. This is not like 14 and 15 where, you remember, I think, was it four Royals started in 14? Four Royals started in 15? One whole side of the infield. You guys won the fan voting. It was just a, we're going to take over this process. Royals fans aren't unified like that for the 2021 Royals. You're telling me the Royals fans have unified to get Adalberto Mondesi onto the All-Star lineup? Hell, Royals fans need to unify to get him onto the Royals lineup more consistently than if they got that kind of power. Now, I do agree with this. 913-576-7610. Mondesi shouldn't even be in the ballot. They need a minimum amount of games played. I 100% agree there. Especially now that it's all digital. It's not like back in the day when we were growing up, you remember they would have the ushers come around and you would get your key or a pen and you would poke it in. They'd come back and you would hand the ballots in. That's not how we're doing the All-Star game voting now. So by the middle of May, we do have an understanding of, all right, this player has played a lot, and okay, so we need to take this person out. But some of these reasons right now on the text line just aren't making sense. Votes from people who don't watch much baseball. Random people who don't watch baseball are voting for Adalberto Mondesi for the All-Star game. How in the hell would you even know who he is? He don't play. It's not like we're talking about a guy who is a perennial all-star that people are just voting in based off name instead of their actual merit. We ain't talking about Miguel Cabrera, where you're thinking, all right, Miguel Cabrera is not worthy, but at least it makes sense. He's a future Hall of Fame player. We're talking about, at least in a national sense, a know-nothing player who has more votes than Whit Merrifield. Whit Merrifield is one of the faces of the team. Benintendi's put together a fine season. Not a single vote? I'm a little bit surprised at how the voting is sort of broken down when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. We'll talk to Denny Matthews about it coming up at the top of the hour. You listen to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. But Rob, let's get to something good and something bad from the weekend.
Something good.
You know what I'm going to give my something good to? I'm going to give my something good to Allie Trost. You guys might remember Allie Trost. She got her start here in Kansas City. She was working over there at Arrowhead Pride, grinding away. She was doing a little soccer on the side. Well, you know what? She has moved her way up the corporate ladder, and now she finds herself as the sideline reporter for Sporting Kansas City. Oh, you guys should have saw the hatred in Rob's heart. Rob was hating so hard, saying that should have been him. Rob, anybody trying to look at you on the sideline? But Allie Trost, I saw a picture of her online over the weekend. Her parents came to the game to support her. She's doing sideline for Sporting Kansas City. Salute to her. I like all the people that are on the Sporting Kansas City broadcast. The only thing I got to say about Sporting's broadcast is, yo, y'all got to tell Hartzell to calm down, man. Every time I look up on the internet, Hartzell about to kill himself for soccer. He about to die over those headers. It ain't that serious, my guy. It ain't that serious. I'm giving my good weekend to Allie Trost, who is out here doing her thing. Salute to her.
I'm giving my good weekend to Wrigley Field. I don't know if you saw this last night, Carrington.
Let me ask you a question really quick as a side note. Do you think you've seen more pictures of Patrick and Brittany or Allie and Tom on the internet?
Boy, that's really close. Really, really, really close.
Whenever Allie and Tom got engaged, and some of you know who I'm talking about, I saw their engagement from every single angle. Like, I didn't know I needed the Madden cam for the proposal. We got drone shots of it. I'd never seen a production done like this before.
I think it's Patrick and Brittany, but by a hair. But the fact that it's close is hilarious
to
me.
It's real close.
My good weekend is going to go to Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field was at full capacity this weekend. It looked
definitely was.
It looked great to see a baseball stadium packed and full again. Kauffman, let's try to get over 25,000 for a change. And as part of that packed house.
Those opinions are Rob's, not Carrington's.
As part of a packed house, the Beer Snake is back, baby. The bleachers at full go. Beer Snake over the weekend. Fantastic to see out in Wrigley Field in the bleachers. I'm happy for Chicago, and I'm happy that baseball in the world looks back to normal. They get my good weekend.
Okay, now you're going to make fun of me for this. Can you explain the Beer Snake to me?
I can't explain it.
So
the
it's
beer
like
snake.
Somebody brings this contraption. Do they make it at the stadium? Because I saw the video, but I still didn't really understand what I was looking at.
It's not a contraption. What happens is you and the people around you, you finish your beers and you start stacking the cups. And then you get people, more people around. You keep stacking the cups. And then it gets bigger and bigger and you make it into this giant snake that takes over four or five, maybe six, seven rows. You just got to drink enough beers, being around enough people, and you start stacking those cups. Beer snake.
That's it.
That's it. That's the beer snake.
Nobody drinks out of the beer snake.
No, you finish the beers and then you put it in the snake.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the big thing.
That's the whole deal.
Because I saw some quote from the Cubs on 670 The Score, and they were talking about shutting it down. And now that hearing that, why would they even consider shutting it down?
Well, the optics aren't great of a whole section drinking enough beers to have it cover six and seven rows. Then think how many beers would have to be consumed
optics,
to make that go.
Y'all was selling them. What are we talking about the optics here? Then y'all need to stop selling so many then. How about that? Cut it off a little bit then. What are we talking about? This is dumb. I can't believe I even asked. I can't believe I wasted a question today on that. I wasted one of my questions. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be joined by Denny Matthews. It was not all good this weekend. There was definitely some bad.
Something bad.
All right, I'm going to give my bad weekend to... Now, this might be the first time that I don't know the name of the person that I'm giving the bad weekend to, but by this point, you probably have seen the video. So there is a viral fight video where one gentleman is wearing a Phoenix Suns uniform. There are two gentlemen wearing Denver Nuggets uniforms, and the guy in the Suns uniform is beating the hell out of the guy in the Nuggets uniform. I mean, Jamal Murray is just not looking good right now. He's not playing in the series because he tore his ACL, and the guy wearing his jersey is getting the absolute beats by Devin Booker. It almost went exactly how the series went. One thing I have noticed when it comes to all these fight videos, you would think high man wins. Like, you would think being up higher over your opponent would give you an advantage. That's not really how it works in these things. Normally, the low man wins these fights. And why I'm giving this bad weekend is I can't really think of anything worse that could happen in my life at this point than a viral video of me just getting my ass whooped at the stadium. Like, could you imagine? Can you imagine you go out to the game? Number one, your team is losing, so you're already in a bad mood. They're sitting lower, so they actually spent decent money on those tickets. You get in a verbal altercation with somebody else. The guy is beating you and your friend up. In this video, he's not just beating one of the guys up. The guy is beating you and your friend up. He is holding the one guy, telling his boy, I'm going to beat you up. And he's just uppercutting him to death. And while he's beating him up, he's yelling, Suns in four. And the Suns won the series in four. If that's not a bad weekend, I just don't know what is. So I don't know that gentleman's name, but you're in my thoughts and prayers. I'm giving my bad weekend to the Nuggets guy that got beat up at the game over the weekend.
I'm going to give my bad weekend to Christian Eriksen. Now, he was a midfielder for Denmark. You guys probably saw the video over the weekend. In the 45th minute of their match, I believe it was Sunday, he passed out, fell to the ground. Very scary sights. He had to be resuscitated on the field. His teammates made a ring around him as they gave him chest compressions on the field, and it did not appear for a while he was breathing. He was out for what they say 6 to 7 minutes. It was a very scary scene. Good news is that he recovered. He is up and alive and well at the hospital based on all the reports, which is good news. But if you were watching the Euro Championships between, I believe, Denmark and Finland over the weekend, you saw a very scary scene as Christian Eriksen hit the ground hard. He gets my, I don't want to say bad weekend or sad weekend, but that was a scary sight on during the European Championships.
This is one of the things that I actually have not seen the video of. And I don't think I need to see the video of it to understand the magnitude of what happened. It took over my entire timeline when it happened. One of my good friends put it in our group chat, and I just was like, I don't need to see what the guy looks like collapsing on the field. I have a good understanding of what that looks like. So I'm with you. Thoughts and prayers to him, his family. It sounds like he's going to be okay. I saw one story about it, and this is where I thought the headline told me everything I needed to know. It sounded like he died on the field and they were just able to revive him. That's what it sounded like to me from the headline of the story. I could be wrong, and I certainly don't want to pass on any information that's inaccurate about something so serious, but it sounds like they saved that man's life in a very short amount of time. It could have gone really, really bad. It was then very odd to see the game resume. I saw a video. It was, what, 30, 45 minutes later? They just resume action and kept playing? I can't imagine going out there and playing again, given that scenario. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be joined by Denny Matthews, Royals Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Famer. Denny Matthews will be on the show coming up in exactly 10 minutes. But, Rob, hit my music. Yes, I'm talking about the NBA. Who is the favorite right now in the NBA? I always hear from non-NBA fans, well, I don't want to watch. I know what's going to happen. I have no clue what's going to happen right now in the NBA playoffs. We thought the Nets were the favorite. They're no longer the favorite. Kyrie Irving, gone. James Harden, gone. Kevin Durant is going to have his most pivotal game since Oklahoma City. This is an opportunity for KD to wear the crown that I think he so desperately craves as the public's admission that he is the best player in the world. Giannis is fighting for legacy. Kevin Durant fighting for legacy. I think the favorite right now to win the NBA Finals is the Phoenix Suns. Also tonight, we've got a good one. We've got game four of Utah at the Clippers. The Clippers won game three. Clippers also favorited tonight. Conley banged up right now. Donovan Mitchell banged up right now. Could the Clippers do it once again and claw back from an 0-2 deficit to win a series? The NBA playoffs heating up right now. We've got some great action on TNT tonight with the doubleheader, 6:30 and 9. The NBA, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Nets are still the favorite, by the way, because they are the best player, right? It's time for the best player to be the best player, right, with Kevin Durant? How often do we criticize LeBron or say, well, LeBron didn't win a title, but give him credit for dragging Matthew Dellavedova into the finals or Drew Gooden into the finals? But now Kevin Durant, not surrounded with elite talent, needs to drag that team into the finals, or he can go out of the conversation forever as being best player in the NBA. Because LeBron's time for this earlier is probably over. His time being the best player in the NBA is over. It's done. It's sad to admit, but it's over. If Durant wants that crown, he has to take this team to the finals. He can't just squeak past the Bucks, then lose the Sixers. He has to go all the way to the finals.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll be joined by Denny Matthews. We've got some breaking news in the...
I'm having a very bad day.
We definitely are. Andrew Benintendi has been placed on the 10-day injury list. He has a right rib fracture. That sounds absolutely painful. That don't sound like something you come back from in 10 days. I know the human body is resilient and can overcome a lot, but a right rib fracture sounds absolutely painful. So Andrew Benintendi has been placed on the 10-day IL. Edward Olivares, he has been recalled from Omaha. So those are the corresponding roster moves for your Kansas City Royals. Certainly health and recovery to Andrew Benintendi for a team right now that struggles offensively and struggles with inconsistency. Losing one of your most consistent players, not good. You're asking this lineup to carry a lot right now. You're asking a lot of Witt, who is not playing up to his normal greatness. You're asking a lot of Carlos Santana, a lot of Salvador Perez to carry this lineup right now when you're not really getting a whole lot from Dozier, a whole lot from Soler. Mondesi's out. Benintendi's out. Asking this team to really navigate these waters with not even having close to your normal roster. So Andrew Benintendi, he has been placed on the 10-day injury list with a right rib fracture. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny Matthews will be on the show coming up in just a little bit. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.